possible work session on House Bill 2154, which relates to local resources and structural collapse. And so we'd like to begin by having Nancy Orr come forward. Thank you.
Chair Richardson, members of the committee, I'm Nancy Orr, State Fire Marshal, and I appreciate your support for House Bill 2154. This bill, as you're aware, will give the governor the ability to dispatch our new structural collapse resources statewide. After 3 years of training and buying equipment, we're ready to go. We have three caches of equipment, total of $1 million worth of equipment, and the teams are forming task forces with specific position training. Without this legislation, the team can respond only to the communities that make up the current mutual aid agreement. And we ask for your support for this bill so that we can dispatch these resources statewide if needed from a natural or person-caused disaster.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chair Richardson and members of the committee. My name is Robert Garrison. I'm the most recently retired Oregon State Fire Marshal. I was involved in putting this project together along with the Oregon Fire Service, especially the Oregon Fire Chiefs Association, who lends their support to this bill. I would like to make the point that $1.2 million worth of equipment that are now deployed around Oregon in these three caches, there are no state dollars involved there. That's all federal Homeland Security grant money. The jurisdictions that are a part of the intergovernmental agreement, which is eight fire departments from around the state, of course the State Fire Marshal's Office, Oregon Emergency Management, Department of Transportation, all signed on to an ORS 190 intergovernmental agreement to form this task force, and they operate now under that agreement. But as the State Fire Marshal has mentioned, that limits the ability of the governor to send them to places other than those jurisdictions, and the resources are intended to be available for statewide response. And this bill will make it possible for the governor to dispatch not only the equipment, which he can send statewide because it's actually property of the State Fire Marshal's office, but the trained technicians to use that equipment as well. So on behalf of myself and the Oregon Fire Chiefs Association, we would ask for your favorable consideration on this bill, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Are there any questions for either our State Fire Marshal, Nancy Orr, or past State Fire Marshal, Robert Garrison? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any others who feel it important to testify today? Seeing none, we'll close the public testimony session and open a work session on House Bill 2154 and accept a motion on House Bill 2154. Representative Boone.
I would be happy to move that House Bill 2154 be moved out of this committee with a due pass recommendation to the full House Special Committee on Budget, with the comment that this is a great bill.
Okay, that's for discussion.
Okay. All right.
Representative Boone moves House Bill 2154 to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Representative Boone.
Okay. This is a great bill. I'll repeat it. This is a great bill. I have been personally called by all of my fire departments and asked, please, you know, whoever did the job of asking them to call in their state representatives, they did their job in my district. And I'm happy to support this bill and say that most of mine, well, all of mine are volunteer. And if there are any paid people at all, it'd be a chief or part-time chief or training officer. But we're mostly all volunteer, and we have small budgets, and some have local property tax levies that pay a very small amount for their departments. And the money gets eaten up by gas, insurance, and supplies, and it's even more important because those costs are rising, and we just don't have the resources to do this kind of thing, and this is excellent because we're the frontline people. So thank you, and please support this committee.
Chair.
You're in favor of the bill then?
I would say okay. So. I'm really strongly in favor, yeah.
Representative, wasn't it?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Wilson, or I guess we could ask the fire chiefs, there's three supply points or something. Is one on the east? My question is, I hope one's on the east side of the mountains.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm going to defer because I'm not sure of the location, Mr. Chair.
Fire Marshal Nancy Orr.
Chair Richardson, I represent WISNET, Nancy Orr, State Fire Marshal. We originally had Bend Fire Department participating in this, and they have been unable to continue that participation. So one cache is designated for Eastern Oregon, but is currently not stored there. It's cached in Clackamas County. We're hoping to get fire departments on the east side involved in this effort. We're still optimistic that that can happen, and when that occurs, we'll move one of the caches to the east side of the mountains. Currently, the caches are in Clackamas, Salem, and Lane counties. Lane County.
Follow up. Thank you. Was Redmond or asked if they could take this responsibility on?
Chair Richardson, Representative Wisnett, yes. Currently, the City of Redmond staffs a state hazardous materials response team and just simply don't have the staffing and ability to staff both.
Clackamas, Lane, and
Marion.
And Marion.
Further discussion. Representative Henson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do endorse this. I think it's an incredibly good step forward, and I would hope that we monitor and look at it to see if it can be expanded into maybe other types of emergency action. I remember during the 96 floods, we ran into some problems in Multnomah County in terms of being able to mobilize people, work crews and stuff to help in Columbia County, in Hood River County, where they were being hammered incessantly, and we had extra help and support, and we were able to do some things in those out of our jurisdiction. But when we're facing emergencies and disasters, the best way to respond is if we can mobilize the whole state.
I'll just add to it that in line with what you're saying, that communications is a huge issue because you don't always know where your assets are on a statewide basis. I mean, local areas may know, but as we move in this direction, I'm hoping for greater communications capabilities to cross jurisdictional lines and be able to utilize resources and by first knowing where they're at and what resources are available. Thank you very much. Question or discussion, Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Fire Marshal Orr, will there be effort to get the mutual aid jurisdictions from those places, or is that a continuing, ongoing program for the Fire Marshal to have, or for the different fire departments to work on these mutual aid agreements?
Chair Richardson, Representative Wisnett, currently the communities that are part of the mutual aid agreement, they're listed there in my testimony. They're really the core of the urban search and rescue team. We have additional departments now that we have established training standards for each position on the task force. We have other departments that are interested in participating in the team. We will open that up. With this legislation, we won't need to continue a mutual aid agreement to keep the team operational.
Further discussion? Seeing none, is there anyone opposing this motion? If not, then declare that House Bill 2154 has unanimously been passed out of subcommittee to the full committee with a due pass recommendation, and we ask Representative Boone if you'd carry the bill.
Thank you.
Is there further discussion for our committee today?
Not, it's been a pleasure to vote for something that doesn't need to be fixed in the Senate.
So noted. He likes the bill.
Oh.
Stand adjourned.
No meeting tomorrow.
Yes, we do have a meeting.